Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey now.
Hey now.
And welcome back to the show where two childhood friends discuss their favourite childhood movies. I'm Emily Sandford.
And I'm Barney Lee. And whether it's iconic lines, musical moments, or just questionable outfit choices, the films we'll be talking about on our show are unique in their own way. And this week, we'll be discussing Shrek.
Warning, this episode contains nostalgia and big love for boulders. I like that boulder. That is a nice boulder. That quote has been living in my head rent-free 20 years.
Can you believe it's actually 20 years this year?
Ooh.
That is scary.
There's actually such a funny tweet that went out a couple of years ago, I think, and it was like, oh my God, Magic Mike grossed 167 million. If you still think girls like dad bods, keep dreaming, pal. And then someone wrote, Shrek grossed 484 million. Just so we're clear.
Shrek, it was everywhere in the early noughties.
I felt like green was the it colour in 2001.
Yes. Doesn't Pantone release like colour of the year? And it must have been like swamp green.
Yeah.
2001.
Mud brown, baby.
This film, even today, I feel like it's still as popular. And I think a big reason is the fact that it's so memeable. There's the one where he's kind of like looking a bit bashful, and I think he's kind of like biting his lip a bit, like, you can take any scene from Shrek and turn it into a meme, and it's become really popular on TikTok as well. You know how like quick TikTok trends are to like pop up and disappear, but I feel like Shrek is kind of like a constant. And I did a bit of deep diving, so there is this whole online community who loves Shrek. And in Wisconsin, there is an annual Shrek Fest where people gather to watch the movie. And it's like a whole kind of like Renaissance fair thing. Like they'll do like an onion eating contest. And even the group that are kind of behind this Shrek Fest, they all banded together and created a shot for shot remake. It's all on YouTube. It just goes to show how deep this fan base runs.
I can't believe they're so into Shrek. Before we go into Shrek, Barney and I have something to announce, which is very, very exciting.
We're getting married. Maybe for the next season.
Yeah, next season.
Won't you be the
Fiona?
What?
I'm not fuckwad in this relationship, shorty.
No, so Emily and I have been working on something really exciting for the past few months.
We didn't want to come across Sally, but this is something you will actually want to get. We have done a card and gift wrap collaboration with an amazing designer called Zoe Spry.
We wanted to create something that we really feel like people would genuinely want. You know, you could slap a Hey Now logo on a mug and like, who's buying that? I mean, maybe me. So we wanted to release something that shows our love and appreciation for the films that we have reviewed on this show in a really cool way. And a collaboration with Zoe just felt like the perfect opportunity. So we have a range of greetings cards and wrapping paper that are inspired by some of our favorite films. And they are available today on Zoe's website.
ZoeSpry.com. That's ZoeSpry.com. You guys will be happy to know it's worldwide shipping. Woohoo! Cheers with our eyeball martinis. All right. I feel like there's going to be a lot of terrible Scottish accents in this episode.
You can do accents, though. I can't. That's the difference. I'm very, very nervous.
I literally cannot do a Scottish accent, so...
If you want to say Spice Girls in a Scottish accent, you say Space Ghetto in an American accent.
Space Ghetto. Oh, my God.
Right?
Space Ghetto. We will do the best we can. So, the film Shrek was released on the 29th of June... 2001 by DreamWorks. The film was directed by Andrew Adamson and Vicky Jensen. I know that Andrew directed Shrek 1 and 2 and also the Narnia franchise.
And what I love about Vicky Jensen is that she started out in animations by like being a cell painter. So she worked on like the Flintstones and the Smurfs. And she's also gone on to do films like obviously Shrek and Shark Tale.
So good.
So also, if you didn't know this, Shrek is based on a book by a guy called William Steig. Steig, Steig, tomato, tomato.
He's rich, it doesn't matter.
He's rich.
Yes, he owns 50 million boulders. Should we get into the cast?
Yes, let's talk about it. So obviously we have Mike Myers, who plays Shrek. You'll know Mike Myers from Austin Powers.
Groovy, baby.
Isn't it a bit more like groovy, baby? Oh, yeah.
So apparently Nicolas Cage turned down the role of Shrek. He didn't want to do it because he didn't want to play an ogre.
Like, it's just your voice. Obviously, we're not going to think you are an ogre.
How vain. It's not going to stop you from being sexiest male of the year award.
Yeah.
We live in a world of David Gandhi. Like, give it up.
Truly. So no, he wasn't cast as Shrek. But another actor called Chris Farley was cast as Shrek. He was the original. And he recorded... about 80-90% of the dialogue, but he tragically died before finishing. So they had to recast the role and they got Mike Myers in.
Mike Myers as well. He cost DreamWorks an extra $4 million because they decided kind of after all the voiceovers had been done for Shrek that, maybe it should be in a Scottish accent.
So before that, Shrek was had an American accent, right?
Yeah. And then they were just like, he needs something else. He needs a bit of oomph.
Yeah.
You know? He needs to sound like a haggis. Because he looks like one.
That's crazy. So they re-recorded the whole film again in a Scottish accent.
Yeah.
But honestly, thank God they did, because it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so recognisable.
I cannot imagine Shrek being American.
No. Get out of my swamp. No! No.
So Eddie Murphy is obviously in this film. He plays Donkey.
Donkey!
Yes.
I'm a donkey, Shrek! We obviously love Eddie Murphy from The Nutty Professor, Dr. Dolittle.
Daddy Daycare.
Daddy Daycare, I forgot about that. And of course, Mulan, my favourite film ever.
Yeah.
But yeah, he nails Donkey.
Eddie Murphy said that Shrek was amongst one of his favourite things he ever did.
Oh, that's great.
Which is understandable.
Yeah.
Rich.
Yeah. Right, next we have Cameron Diaz, who plays Princess Fiona. Cameron kind of first came to fame in The Mask and There's Something About Mary. We obviously love her from Charlie's Angels, uh-huh. My Best Friend's Wedding, The Other Woman, Bad Teacher. She's in that. She's also in this film called The Sweetest Thing. Have you seen it?
No.
Oh my gosh.
Is it the worst thing?
It's bizarre. Honestly, it's so weird, but we have to review it.
John Lithgow. Now, John plays Lord Farquaad. And I feel like the best thing about this is that John, IRL, is 6'4". And Lord Farquaad has to slam dunk his bus change.
He's like so good in this film. He's famous for like a lot of things, like Third Rock from the Sun. He was in The Crown. He played Winston Churchill.
Yes.
I know him from Pitch Perfect 3. Whoops. What I found really interesting was that when they recorded the dialogue, none of the actors ever met each other. They all recorded their dialogue separate for the entirety of the film. John Lithgow admitted that, you know, while he enjoyed playing Lord Farquaad, he was a little disappointed that he never actually got to work directly with Mike Myers or Eddie Murphy or Cameron Diaz. I could get that. But you would never know watching the film that they were all separate.
No.
What I also love, this is my final kind of fast fact. The initial casting choice for the role of Lord Farquaad was Alan Rickman. He turned it down to be in Harry Potter because they came out the same year.
Yeah.
And the role ultimately went to John.
He has the Lord Farquaad hair in Harry Potter.
Does have the hair.
And he looks a bit like, is that mean to say? In his face, he looked a,
no, I see
a
that.
Bit like Chisel McGizzle.
That is the technical term. Yeah. Interesting. Well, in some alternate reality, that film exists with Alan Rickman.
Shall we go on to the next category? Potter.
All right.
Best supporting character. I mean, we could give it to our spirit animal, Donkey, but we've got a few other contenders. But before we get to them, maybe we should quickly discuss the worst supporting characters.
Yes, because I think they need to be addressed.
Yeah, not technically a category, but we just got to talk about them quickly.
Yeah.
Lord Farquaad.
Kind of a dick.
Honestly.
I mean, I'll give it to him. He has some good lines. They're quite funny. But yeah, overall, really glad he gets eaten. Oh, spoilers.
Some of you may die, but that is a sacrifice I am willing to take. He doesn't care if anyone dies.
Also, did he invent Facebook? Because those blue flags that he has with the, like, the Farquaad F.
Yeah.
Literally, it's the Facebook logo before Facebook was even a thing. So
Mark Zuckerberg fancies Lord Farquaad. Exclusive. If Mark Zuckerberg starts wearing red t-shirts instead of grey, we know.
Oh my god, what a horrible power couple that would be.
The other worst supporting character we just wanted to mention was Monsieur Hood.
I thought Robin Hood was English. Why is he French?
Uh-huh. He's like, be still, mon chéri, for I am your saviour, and I am rescuing you from this green beast or something.
Beast!
In all fairness to him, he has a good song. Oh, merry man!
I don't know. I just get annoyed that, like, they're slowing down the quest, I guess. I think that's maybe why I'm just like, come on, move.
Fiona slowed the quest with that Matrix kick.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, she paused the film for about 2 minutes. Anyway.
Let's move on to some best supporting character contenders.
Yes. So I wanted to give a shout out to the Magic Mirror. Oh, he's kind of doesn't really want to be the Magic Mirror, but he is. I really love that dialogue. Well, technically, you're not a king.
And he's kind of like a cheesy game show host in parts, and he, especially when he's trying to do like the matchmaking.
Yes.
While we're talking about that scene, we have another kind of scene stealer in Thelonious.
Yes.
Thelonious, who's kind of the Lord Farquaad henchman, who actually ends up being one of the good guys by the end.
Yeah, he's the one who's like, pick number three, my lord.
Yeah.
He's like holding two fingers.
Yeah. He's great. There's a rumor going around online that he might be an ogre because his head is always covered. But I don't know where that came from. Also, what a name, Thelonious.
Yeah.
Do his friends call him Theo?
Maybe.
Or Loney?
Loney. Because he's so alone. Oh. Crying in his dungeon.
You have a bit of a personal connection to Thelonious.
Thelonious is actually played by my cousin's cousin, if that makes sense. And he also plays the three blind mice.
That's amazing.
So that is my fun fact. My cousin's cousin is Thelonious in Shrek.
And also, doesn't he voice someone in Madagascar?
Yes, he plays the penguin in Madagascar, the one who's called Private.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You didn't see anything.
Yeah, you didn't see anything. Another character that I really wanted to talk about was Dragon. Oh. Mainly because she's so cute.
Honestly, give me the number of her lash lady, because those lashes?
LVL, she's had it.
She's beautiful. Yeah, she's great. I feel so bad for her when she's all left all tangled up in the chains when Fiona and Shrek and Donkey are escaping. It is really sad.
I know, and the little heart smokes she blows at him.
Yeah.
It's really, really cute.
They have a happy ending. I mean, in the Shrek sequels, Donkey and Dragon have babies. I don't really want to think about the logistics of what's happening there.
No, like the first scene, she's known Donkey for what, 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Honey's been locked in that tower for too long because she was trying to have sex with him straight away. And Donkey was like, I think you're moving too fast.
Literally me during lockdown one.
We're all Dragon at this point.
But we need to award best supporting character to the tastiest fellow in this whole franchise, Gingy, the gingerbread man.
He's so cute.
You can hear his voice just looking at a picture of him. I cannot believe that anyone would want to torture him.
Not the buttons. Not the gumdrop buttons. Don't tell him anything.
I did a deep dive on Gingy's Wikipedia page, because obviously he has his own. And I found out that he, at one point in his story, he attended Cookie Academy and studied home economics.
That's so cute. He was the professor, Hansel.
Oh, classic.
I love him.
Same.
And he gets his legs fixed by the end. You see that they've kind of iced stitches. And he's got a candy cane as a walking cane.
Yeah. So I mean, he did almost die because they were dunking him in that milk.
They were, like, milkboarding him. And then they threw him in a bin. Poor Gingy's been through it.
Yeah.
Gingy, he is honestly a star.
Iconic.
Love him. Oh my gosh. You know who we also should give a shout out to?
Who?
Pinocchio.
I'm a real boy.
Anything Pinocchio says is gold. So maybe we should leave him for best quotes. But I just want to give him a shout out because he's just so amazing as well.
Schnoz of the Year award. Same. Okay, most iconic outfit.
I want to start with Shrek's little leather waistcoat. I just think it's cute for such a big beast. You know, maybe it wouldn't look so cute if it was on a regular size person, but the fact that it's kind of cropped.
Maybe it is regular size and just like in Duloc, they don't sell oversizes.
Yeah.
He's like an XXXXXXXL. And in Zara, he'd be an XXXXXXXXXXL.
Yeah. No, Zara, I need to sort that sizing.
What I don't understand is why Shrek wears a belt over his hips. Like, what's that doing?
What are you holding up? I mean, think about it. It's the early noughties and, like, chunky, oversized belts were kind of becoming. Did he start oversized belts?
Oh, my God.
Fashionista.
Yeah. Okay, Paris Fashion Week. 2022, can't be in Paris, it has to be at the Swamp.
Yeah.
I really liked it, I don't know about you, but you know when Shrek's like telling all the fairy tale creatures that he's going to go and meet this Lord Farquaad, and these two little birds go and like drop this like purple cape on his back?
Yes. There's a scene in The Wizard of Oz where the lion is singing about if I were king of the forest, and they have a little like flowery cape that they kind of drape on his shoulders. I feel like it's kind of a throwback to that.
Yeah.
Which is really cute. And then he kind of, Shrek, like, shrugs it off, doesn't he? I wanted to give a little shout out to the guy working at the Duloc Castle at the entrance. He is wearing a massive, oversized, kind of fiberglass version of Lord Farquaad's head.
Yes, like a Duloc mascot.
Yes. And he sees Shrek and Donkey coming and he's like screaming and running through the kind of queue barriers, but like going the long way round. Also, the guy's real head is technically inside the mouth of the massive Lord Farquaad.
Yeah.
And it reminded me of that video at Disney. There's like an Incredibles show.
Yeah.
And they bring on Mrs. Incredible and her face
falls off and all the kids are like, ah!
Okay, so we have to award most iconic outfit to the big bad wolf. He really pulls off that pink nightie.
The grandma outfit, cute.
Gorgeous. So I have a question. Is the big bad wolf doing drag? Is this like a Shrek queer character? Because not only does he love kind of wearing the grandma nightie and the little... Is he wearing some type of like cap, like a nightcap as well?
Yeah.
But also at the end, you know, when Shrek and Fiona are getting married and everyone's like dancing, you can see Wolf in the background dancing with a knight. So it's like, interesting.
He wants to pretend to be Little Red Riding Hood's grandma.
Yeah.
And then just kill her. But it's just like, what a load of effort. If you know she's arriving, just stand behind the door and go...
Yeah.
You know?
Right. Oh, what big teeth you have. Oh, all the bad. Like, enough. She's stupid. Eat her. But honestly, that scene, that reveal of Big Bad Wolf in bed is incredible.
It's so, so good. So if you guys remember, it's when the dwarves push Snow White's like coffin onto the table. And Shrek's like, oh, no, no, dead broad off the table. Well, where are we supposed to put her? The bed's taken. And then obviously he like rushes over to his bed to find out. And then the big bad wolf is like,
what? Honestly, I love a nap. Yeah. Maybe the Big Bad Wolf's going to be the next guest judge on Drag Race.
RuPaul. He'll call the wolf and the wolf will be like, what?
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Okay, we're moving on to Best Musical Moment. And I feel like Shrek was truly one of the last films to have an iconic soundtrack.
Definitely. It's like, oh, the Bee Gees sung that? I thought it was a donkey.
Yeah.
You know? So for me, I feel like we need to start with, and it's not necessarily a track per se in the film, but it is the DreamWorks opening soundtrack.
Like theme music for DreamWorks, basically.
Yeah, it was the first time we heard it. It's like the harps and the flutes.
Yeah.
You know, when Shrek starts reading like the fairy tale book at the beginning.
Yes.
Oh.
So we hear it at the very beginning. It comes back when Fiona is in the woods singing, doing a little duet with that bird. And they're like fighting to hit the highest note. Not only has she destroyed a bird, because there's all that's left on the branch are two smoking little legs, she eats the eggs. She eats the dead bird's children.
Yes, she does. She cooks them on a hot stone.
Yeah.
And feeds them to Shrek.
She's a murderer. She's a murderer.
Honestly.
But then at the end, I think when she's in the church and it's the sunset and she is turning into an ogre, I think you hear that kind of DreamWorks music once more then as well. So yeah. I love it. It's this kind of music that comes back and it's like her theme music, basically.
It's beautiful.
Love it.
So nice. So obviously we go from that song straight into
All Star by Smash Mouth.
Yes.
Honestly. Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. Honestly, there's that meme like, recite one song in its entirety or you'll die. Somebody. Literally, that's all. No hesitation.
That's so true.
Side note, when he rips the page out of that fairy tale book and then immediately comes out of the outhouse, yeah, he's using that page to wipe his bum. Ew. And also, if you watch that scene again, when you see the book open for the first time, you look closely, you can kind of make out that it's resting on Shrek's lap. Like, it's in between his legs. But obviously, you don't really notice that until, you know, you're a millionth viewing.
Also, Shrek is not afraid to pull out a wedgie in public, is he? Like,
yeah, he's grim.
Yeah.
Did you know that that song was originally just a placeholder in test screenings of the film, yes. But they loved it, so they kept it in, which is incredible.
Well, I'm glad they did.
I know. And then they loved the song so much, actually, that they let the band perform the last song in the movie, I'm a Believer, which is an equally incredible closing.
We can talk about that, obviously.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales.
Dun, dun, oi!
It gets a bit, like, Jewish. Oi! Disclaimer, I can say it because I am Jewish.
You know, like, misheard lyrics? Mm-hmm. Someone thought the lyrics to I'm a Believer was, then I saw her face, bum, 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 now I'm gonna leave her.
Oh! Oh, that's sad. What's that song?
One of my favourite tracks in the film is when Shrek says, why are you following me? And then Donkey goes, I tell you why, because I'm all alone. There's no one here beside me, but you gotta have friends. And he's like, stop singing. Well, it's no wonder you don't have friends. Wow, only a true friend would be that truly honest.
He's a great singer. Calm down, Shrek.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I love the use of Bad Reputation by Joan Jett when Shrek is fighting the knight at Duloc Castle. Now, if you're a fan of the pod, you would have heard us talking about this in our 10 Things I Hate About You review. It's just such a good song. It can be used in so many scenarios, but this kind of fight sequence. I don't give a damn, but Bad Reputation.
Yes. Oh, the chair. Give him the chair. That's just... Before they're going on the twist and Donkey singing, on the road again, I can't wait to be on the road again. And Shrek's like, what did I tell you about singing? Can I whistle?
I think Donkey's can whistle.
I mean, he's got those big teeth.
I mean, if he can talk, he can probably whistle, let's be honest. Yeah, we have a couple other songs that kind of just pop up, kind of like you might miss them. But after Lord Farquaad chooses Fiona with the magic mirror, the kind of backing music is, if you like pina coladas, do-do-do, and getting caught in the rain. It's just a fun song.
It's such a good song. We've also got The Proclaimers, I'm On My Way. But yeah, that's good. You know, when they're like walking across the land, you've got that nice like orangey sunset, you've got the windmill, and then Shrek burns his foot on the campfire. And then Donkey, like, pees on the campfire. That's a bit of a if you blink.
Blink and you'll miss it. Totally, yeah.
And then we've got Hallelujah. I feel like that was the first time I heard the song Hallelujah.
Honestly, yeah. Like, when you think of that song, you think, well, we might think, oh, X Factor, circa 2008, Alexandra Burke. Oh, love that bit. And also, I think it played in The OC as well.
So that song starts when, like, Shrek is getting really annoyed at Donkey. You know, he's like, I live alone. And he's just, like, really sad that Fiona's obviously going to marry Lord Farquaad.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great song. Before we reveal our best musical moment, I just wanted to give a shout out to a little extra that appears not even in the film, but it's on the DVD extras. And lives online. I'm sure you can find it on YouTube. But it was called Shrek's Dance Party.
You just saying this right now, I think it's just going to open up a little part of people's memories where they're like, oh, right.
It's like that kind of Mandela effect. Like, was that even in the film? It's like, no, it wasn't. It was like a bonus. Shrek starts singing karaoke and it erupts into everyone having a song. Well, I mean, it starts with, don't go changing. Try and please me. Fiona singing, I made it through the wilderness. And Pinocchio on the DJ.
That was me on my school lunchbox. You know, the holographic.
They're like, yes, yes.
We've got Donkey going, I like big butts and I cannot lie. You other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get
feelings. You know, Robin Hood singing YMCA. You've got the Big Bad Wolf singing, who let the dogs out? That's the three pigs. Yeah.
And if your memory has not recognized this yet, you will when I say this line. It's when Dragon holds the microphone to her stomach and then Lord Farquaad is in the stomach and he's going, staying alive, staying alive.
And they just finish with, dance to the music. And there's a whole the choreography.
Shrek started flash mobs.
Oh my gosh. Add that to the list of he invented... chunky belts, flash mobs, onions. And there's also, sorry, I'm talking way too long about this, but I just love Gingerbread Man's bit where he goes, all we need is a drummer. So yeah, if you haven't watched it in a while, look up Shrek's Dance Party. You will not be disappointed.
Definitely not. Best musical moment has to go to
the Welcome to Duloc song.
Yes. And this is one of those things where it's like, I forget what I've gone into the kitchen for, but I remember this song.
Yes. You know?
Like, I remember singing this in the playground.
I didn't even need the lyrics on a piece of paper to sing this. Welcome to Duloc, such a perfect town. Here we have some rules, let us lay them down. Don't make waves, stay in line, and we'll get along fine. Duloc is a perfect place. Sorry, it is. Please keep up on the grass, shine your shoes, wipe your face. Duloc is a perfect place. Incredible. And then there's that, wow, let's do that again. From Donkey.
So good. The detail that someone, imagine that this machine actually exists. It would have been someone's job to paint on a little butt crack to each one of those little wooden kids. So crazy. But like, is it weird to say adorable as well?
Yeah, it's probably like Geppetto at it, yeah. You know? He got hired for Pinocchio.
Well, I mean, honestly, whatever keeps him in business.
Okay, so now we're going to go on to best quotes.
So the first one I want to spotlight is when the fairy tale creatures are kind of being sold and they're like imprisoned.
Yeah.
And the guy in the suit of armor is like, next, what have you got? And Geppetto and Pinocchio turn up. Geppetto's like, this little wooden puppet. And Pinocchio goes, oh, I'm not a puppet. I'm a real boy. 5 shillings for the possessed toy. Pinocchio.
Honestly, the delivery in this film is everything.
The dialogue is funny on its own, but the delivery of the lines just makes it like god tier. And speaking of that scene when Donkey is kind of brought up to be taken,
he's with that kind of like hag woman.
Yeah,
who is she?
I don't know. I don't think she's like a fairy tale person, but she tries to sell him. It's like, hey, look, you know, I've got a talking donkey. And he's like, well, go on, prove it. And she's like, he's just a little nervous. He's really quite a chatterbox. Talk, you bonehead. And then the guy's like, that's it. I've heard enough. Guards. And she's like, no, he talks. He does. And in a fit of desperation, she grabs Donkey's mouth and is like, I can talk. I love to talk. I'm the talkingest damn thing you ever saw.
It's amazing. And also there's that part afterward when she knocks him in the rage, this like pixie dust falls on him and right. Like it suddenly makes Donkey fly.
Yeah,
he can talk. That's right, fool. Now I'm a flying talking donkey. You might have seen a house fly, maybe even a super fly, but I bet you ain't never seen a donkey fly.
He drops to the ground. Yeah. Yeah.
Thankfully he doesn't die, because that would be a different movie.
I mean, yeah. Oh. We'll be eating donkey tonight.
Oh, Shrek would. So there's also that bit where Shrek tries to scare Donkey by like shouting in his face. And Donkey goes, you definitely need some Tic Tacs or something, because your breath stinks.
It's so good. Eddie Murphy is gold in this.
I can't look at Tic Tacs without thinking of Donkey. Oh my goodness. So this is another one. It's when Donkey like just decides that he's going to live with Shrek and like runs into Shrek's house, sits on that big scaly armchair, and he's like, we can stay up late swapping manly stories, and in the morning I'm making waffles. I felt like that was me when I found out I was moving in with my best friend from university. I can't wait. I was like, that's going to be us. We're going to be making waffles. We're going to be swapping manly stories. But yeah, keep breakfast.
Yeah. You can borrow my waffle maker, which you bought me.
Yeah.
For my housewarming present.
Oh my goodness.
Should I give it to you back as your housewarming present?
No, it's okay. I own a waffle iron.
Oh, she owns a waffle iron.
Are you Norwegian if you don't own a waffle maker? It's something you might not relate to, but now you know.
There's so many more. We have the confrontation between Farquaad and Gingerbread Man. And Gingy's like, you're a monster. And then Lord Farquaad a bit later is like, now tell me, where are the others? Eat me. And Ginger spits, like, I don't know, icing onto Farquaad. If I was Farquaad, I'd be like, thanks. Can I have another? That's great. And obviously that then goes on to, no, not the buttons. Not my gumdrop.
Gingy. I really like Donkey and Dragon's relationship. You know the bit where Donkey first meets Dragon?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I know you probably hear this all the time from your food, but you must bleach or something because that's one dazzling smile you got there. And do I detect a hint of minty freshness?
Oh, so good.
Minty freshness.
Yeah, you must hear this all the time from your food. Amazing.
Brilliant.
I'm obsessed.
We do obviously have to spotlight the onions conversation.
Yes, we definitely do. Ogres are like onions. They stink. Yes, no. Oh, they make you cry. No. Oh, you leave them out in the sun. They get all brown, start sprouting little white hairs.
No. Layers. Onions have layers. Ogres have layers. You get it? We both have layers.
What about cake? Everyone likes cake. Parfait. Everybody likes parfait. I think parfait is like, it's like a mousse type thing.
Yeah.
Maybe a bit tiramisu-y. Don't come at me if you're like a patisserie chef or something, but it's some sort of cake.
Yeah. Sort of sweet. Obviously, that is such an iconic piece of dialogue. However, I think that we have to award best quote to a conversation between Shrek, Pinocchio, and the Three Little Pigs. And yes. I think this is going to be a collaborative effort for this one.
Okay. So it's when Shrek notices that there's all these fairy tale creatures in the swamp. Yeah. And Donkey is just like, hey, don't look at me. I didn't invite them.
Oh, gosh, no one invited us.
What?
We were forced to come here.
By who? Lord Farquaad. He hoofed and he poofed and he signed an eviction notice.
So good.
If I think of Shrek, that's the quote.
Honestly, I want to see a spin-off film that takes place while Shrek is on his quest and it's just all the fairy tale characters just in the swamp for like a couple days. Wouldn't that be so amazing?
They just look like they're having such a fun time. There is a moment at the end scene when they're singing I'm a Believer.
Yeah.
And they're all doing like the limbo under Pinocchio's nose.
Yes! Oh, so good. And doesn't the guy wearing the big Lord Farquaad mask, doesn't he get stuck under it? Or is that like a false memory?
I think he does, you know. But what was he doing there?
What was he doing there? Going out with Cinderella. Slag.
No, that's Snow White. Snow White, she's got 7 men.
Oh, that bed's bigger there.
Shrek 5, the orgy.
Okay, here we go. Can we discuss? I just first wanted to kind of give a shout out to the animation because I think of its time, it was like groundbreaking.
Yes.
It was so good. Obviously, we had, you know, Toy Story and Ants came out just before this.
Okay. At the time, it was incredible and it won DreamWorks an Oscar.
Yes, it won the very first Oscar for a category that was created in 2001 for Best Animated Feature. What's so funny about that is Disney basically rallied and petitioned the Oscars to invent this category because Disney was sick of not having their films win Oscars. So they're like, okay, well, let's create our own category and then we can win. And the first year that it's included, DreamWorks wins.
Gutting. Oh, they won a few awards after that.
Well, I think Disney did just fine.
Yeah. The second thing that I wanted to say was like, I don't really like Shrek. You warm to him in the end, like you have a bit of sympathy and stuff like that. But generally speaking, he's not a very nice guy, to be completely honest. He's very rude. I know he's an ogre. Even to the end when Donkey's like been such good friends to him. And he's still like, no, I want to go and live, you know, back in my swamp alone kind of thing. You know, when he's like, oh, you can't tell me you're afraid of heights. And Donkey's like, no, I'm just uncomfortable about being on a rickety bridge over a boiling lake of lava. And you feel so bad. And Donkey's like, don't do that when he's like swaying the bridge. Don't do what? Oh, you mean this? And he like makes the bridge sway. And he's like, yes, that. He's like, yes. Yes, do it. Okay.
No!
And like, and Donkey's literally like, no, Shrek.
I hate people like that.
Honestly, having no respect for people who are afraid of heights is really annoying. Donkey on that bridge was like me on the Eiffel Tower. You've been up the Eiffel Tower because if you're scared of heights, don't do it. Going in that lift right to the top is like the most shaky, high, feel like you're so high.
You'd think, you know, it's been around for so long, they would make a more established way of getting up there that doesn't feel so like claustrophobic and like rickety. Something else I don't like about Shrek is just his like lack of communication. Like the whole scene where there's conflict between Shrek and Fiona hearing each other's conversations without context really gave me like anxiety. So, you know, when Fiona says, who could ever love a beast so hideous and ugly? Like, and then Shrek's listening in. He's like, oh, well, if she feels that way about me, then, you know, fuck her. I'm going to get Lord Farquaad to come collect her. It's like, no, she was talking about herself, Shrek. Communication, people, come on. When Donkey even was trying to explain, he wasn't having any of it. He wasn't even letting Donkey speak. It's like, oh, this whole thing could have been avoided.
Watching kids' films when you're an adult is always like a really hilarious thing, obviously, because you now can recognize all like the adult jokes that they put in for the parents who are obviously going to watch the film.
Yes.
So there's this moment, okay, with Lord Farquaad when he's like talking to the magic mirror because he's like waiting for Fiona to arrive and he's kind of like rewind the tapes because he just wants to see like films of Fiona.
Yeah.
And he literally gets an erection.
And it's not even like, oh, you can interpret it. Like, no, no. If you look closely, and I'm a bit embarrassed to say I did look closely.
Boner.
Boner City under his zebra print blanket. Literally, it goes like, whoop, and then he kind of looks down and he's like, oh, and he readjusts the blanket. And then the magic mirror is like doing a kind of like cringing face, like, oh my God, I have to endure this. It's actually insane that they included it and it got past like the censors.
Yeah, and it took me 20 years to notice.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, we're so naive.
So scarring. Another thing that kind of went over my head as a kid, but I picked up on, was the disappearance of Mama Bear. So at the beginning, you know, you see them in cages and the baby bear's like, this cage is too small. And, you know, that's the last time you see Mama Bear. The next time you see the bears are in the swamp with all the other creatures. And you just see Papa Bear consoling Baby Bear who's crying. Mama Bear, nowhere to be found. You're like, where's Mama Bear? But, you know, you're not thinking about it. You're thinking about Shrek, so whatever. Yeah. The next time we see Mama Bear is in that scene where Lord Farquaad's in bed and the camera kind of pans across the room and it pans over a bear skin rug and literally the head of the bear has the little pink bow and it's like, oh my God, he killed Mama Bear and skinned her.
Oh my goodness.
It's so dark. It's so dark. But honestly, if you've got to rewatch it.
So another thing I was going to say was you and I could never be ogres because like Fiona and Shrek's dietary requirements are just,
oh my God, so gross.
Literally awful. A spiderweb candy floss and a weed rat on a stick.
He's eating just a bowl of eyeballs at the beginning. Like, I hate it. It's so gross. And then, like, Fiona's, like, blowing up a frog and a snake and making them balloons. Like, ew, get your lips off of those.
Yeah. I mean, they need to go on I'm a Celeb because,
I mean, they'd win.
They'd win the eating challenge.
Oh my gosh.
That's for sure.
Rim.
And the last thing that I was going to say for Can We Discuss is, I'm sorry, Farquaad Weddings, the ultimate party planners. What a service. They literally turned around a wedding in an evening.
Literally an evening. Even the little wedding cake toppers are painted to look like how quickly did they do that? And they've got her dress made and all the flowers. It's mental. I'd love to go to a Farquaad wedding.
Farquaad Weddings. Can we find that on Pinterest? Okay, so now we're going to do our trivia round.
Okay. I think I'm going to be all right at this.
Do you think?
Ah, no. I'm so sorry.
Right. Okay, do you want me to go first?
Please.
All right. So in the beginning scene, you know, when like the villagers are like sneaking to find Shrek.
Yes.
And one of the villagers is like, whoa, hold on. Do you know what that thing could do to you? And then one of them's like, yeah, it'll grind your bones for its bread. And then Shrek goes, yes, well, actually, that would be a giant. Now, ogres, they're much worse. What does he say that an ogre will do? There's three things.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no, no. I don't know.
This is all wrong.
Oh, okay.
Cut me out my misery.
So it's like, they'll make a suit from your freshly peeled skin is one of them.
Ew.
They'll shave your livers is two. And three, squeeze the jelly from your eyes. And then he goes, actually, it's quite good on toast. Do you remember?
I remember that now, but oh my god, I think that was so grim. I kind of blocked it out of my memory.
Yeah, this is the part when you run away.
Yeah. Okay, here's my first one for you. At the fairy tale creature sale that we see, can you name 4 different fairy tale creatures that we see?
So we obviously see Papa Bear and Baby Bear. Oh.
Yes, although that counts as, I'm going to count that as one.
A witch.
Yes.
Peter Pan and Tinkerbell.
Yes. We need one more.
The 3 pigs.
Yes, we do.
Yay!
That's right, Pooh.
I would have also accepted Pinocchio and the 7 dwarfs. One of their little heads is poking out of the little cart.
Oh my God. Yeah. Of course, of course. Okay, so I've got one related to that scene as well.
Okay.
So my next question to you is, you know when the guard goes, your flying days are over, how many pieces of silver for the witch?
3?
This is all wrong.
20.
Oh!
That witch made someone a rich bitch.
Okay, who were the other 2 bachelorettes that the magic mirror suggested?
Cinderella and Snow White.
That's right, Pooh.
Yes.
And just that whole scene is so funny, isn't it? Okay, so when Shrek does eventually find Fiona in the tower, can you tell me what flowers she's holding?
Are they daisies?
Yes.
Yeah. That's right, Pooh.
I love that because she like pretends to be asleep and then she's like, and grabs some flowers out of the vase and then holds them.
It's so good.
So good. Before they get to her tower, Donkey and Shrek are kind of walking up the mountain. During that scene, what is the real reason why Donkey thinks he can smell farts? Like, what's giving off that scent?
Is it the lava?
No. Because he goes, if it were me, you'd be dead. It's... Mm-hmm.
I've got no idea.
This is all wrong.
It's brimstone.
Oh,
brimstone.
Classic brimstone.
That is like a fairy tale thing. Like, does brimstone even exist?
Okay, so my 4th question to you. You know the scene where Shrek is like, wow, that was amazing to Fiona because she's just fought Monsieur Hood.
Yeah.
And then she realizes there's an arrow in his butt.
Yeah.
And like, Donkey thinks Shrek's gonna die. You can't do this to me, Shrek. I'm too young for you to die. Keep your feet elevated. Turn your head and cough. Does anyone know the Heimlich? So good. And then Fiona's like, Donkey, calm down.
Yeah.
And then she asks him to go and find something. What does she ask him to go and find?
Yes. It is a blue flower with red thorns.
Yes.
Woohoo! That's right, Pooh.
And then there's that great line. He's like, oh, this would be so much easier if I wasn't colorblind.
Yes.
So perfect. Good. Okay, my 4th question to you. When Shrek initially saves Fiona, what does Fiona offer him as a token of her gratitude?
Is it a handkerchief?
Yeah.
That's right, Pooh.
Ew. Oh. Naughty handkerchief. Like, I just like saved you, nearly got killed in the process. Thanks for this old hanky. Thanks. Like, I'd prefer PayPal, but whatever.
Exactly. So this is a really funny scene, like right at the end, at the wedding. Obviously, Dragon eats Lord Farquaad and then like burps out his crown. So it's during the wedding scene. What does Donkey say?
Oh, he has like a little one-liner.
Yeah. It was such an amazing
line. I can't remember, but I remember it being really funny.
This is all wrong.
Go on, tell me.
Celebrity marriages, they never last.
Yay,
do
they? That's it. Right, my final question to you. When Fiona is saved by Donkey and Shrek, she calls Shrek a little unorthodox, but you know, thank you, I'm in your debt. And then Donkey clears his throat and Fiona says, and where would a brave knight be without his blank? What does she call Donkey?
Noble steed.
Yeah.
Yes. That's right, Pooh.
Which is where I learned the phrase noble steed.
Yes. Oh, you're my noble steed. Everyone needs a noble steed.
And you're my gumdrop button.
Oh.
The best part. Well, that just about covers Shrek.
Honestly, this animation series that we're doing is just absolutely giving me life.
So glad we're doing this. I'm so glad we got to start with the cinematic masterpiece that was Shrek. Don't forget to check out our incredible greetings card and wrapping paper collaboration with Zoe Spry on her website.
Yes, all the details are in our podcast bio, so make sure you check that out. Give us a follow on Instagram if you want to. It's at Hey Now.
And also leave us a 5-star review on Apple if you haven't already. That would honestly mean the world to us. We love, love, love reading them.
And no matter where you are in the world, we see these comments. So it's like, it's so cool. So if you're from Duloc, make sure you write a comment too. 5 stars, please.
Maybe write a song, like the little wooden box thing.
Welcome to Hey Now, such a perfect pod. Here we have some jokes. Let us lay them down. Don't be mean. Give us stars and we'll get very far. Apple is the perfect place.
Yeah! Oh my God. You had that in your back pocket, didn't you?
I just like, can't believe that just
slipped out.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Okay, well, look, that alone is worth 5 stars. Come on. If you can do better, write a review with the new lyrics.
Oh, please.
But also give us 5 stars. That'll do, donkey. That'll do.
God bless us, everyone.
All right, Marge Simpson. Oh, yeah.
Good thing we're covering the Simpsons movie in a few weeks.
Oh, homie.
Maybe need a few more weeks to finesse that one.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.